SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی سپاس جبو گهلدانا او بشه برنامه کوردی یا SBS رادیو بو چون گهلدانا تواهی برنامه سری لمال پرامخینه sbs.com.au/kurdish
SBS Radio broadcasting in Kurdish.
گودارن هیجا ایروش ششی ششانه کودک هفته سالیا سالیا دا دیده روژا ایرش کرنا هوال بندان بورز کار کرنا اوروپا جبن دست نازیان ده ششی ششان 1944 ده تکلیه که استرالیای هوایی بچوک ده ناو هوال بندان ده هبو. 2500 فروگوان استرالی بشتار جنگه بون. جبو ام بیتر لسر هست استرالیان بشیوه که گلم پر سبارت به روژا دیده و روژا بسر کفتنا هیزه هوال بندان بزانبن ما هف بیوینه که به زمانی انگلیزی تفخاتو میری میلویل کودوه دمیده تمنوه 17 سال بون پیک آنی ما هف بیوین به کرتی ورگران ده زمانی کردی خاتو میلویل ده بیجه ما دمک دریج چاوره ده کر کو ایریش اپیک بی ما زانبو ایریش جی بگره لیمانت زانبو کنگیه دما جی گرت امگلکی دلشاد بون لیجه بو آسترالیا خمخاری سبارت به جنگال کندا و پاسیفیکی ده هبو لی خمامستر جنگال اوروپا بو خاتو میلویل هر وحاد بیجه روشا لسیدنی نوکیال اوروپا بو اوروپا گلک دجواری هبو تفکو هن مال باطان کرن وان ده جنگه ده هبون لی تف ویجی جیان روژانه لی سیدنی بردوان بو. چار براین میری میلویل ده جنگه ده هبون یک جوان جا آلی جاپونیان ده دیل هات بو گرتن او به مهان خبر جوی نهات بو. لی دورا خبر جوی هات که او زندیه. خاتو میلویل ده بیجه دموان به ریا رادیو و روجنامان به هیست که هیزا هوال بندان درزگار کرنا فرانسه ده به سر کفتن او گلکی دلشاد بون او دورا رزگار کرنا حریمن دن اوروپا دست بکر فرمون امگوه بدن تواهی هفت بیوینا به زمانی انگلیزی تو میری میلویل سبارت به روژا دیده
Today, the 6th of June, is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the day Australia contributed to the Battle of Normandy. 6th of June 1944 became D-Day, the target date on which a vast Allied military, air and naval force began the long-awaited Allied invasion and liberation of Nazi occupation Europe, which 10 weeks later resulted in liberating Paris. Australia's main contribution to D-Day was in the air. To get a picture of what the atmosphere was like during that time, we will be speaking to Mary Melville from Sydney, who was 17 years of age at the time. Mary, welcome to SBS Radio and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What memories or recollections do you have of D-Day?
We had been waiting the second front, as it was called, for many, many months, and there's a great deal of talk about it. The war had been going on for a long time. Europe, of course, was under Nazi control. And when it eventually happened, it was a huge relief, an item of news for all of us. The main concern in Australia at the time probably was the war in the Pacific, but of course obviously the war in Europe was of great concern too.
And what can you remember what it was like or what the atmosphere like back then, if you can remember anything?
Well, Sydney, of course, didn't have anything like the difficulties, the restrictions and sheer hardship that many people had. We had some degree of rationing. We had brownouts. Some of the buildings in the city were encased in timber with sandbags and so forth and so on. But essentially, life just went on. It's a bit hard. People had loved ones in services and so forth, but you just went on from day to day. And, of course, the D-Day invasion was precarious, shall we say, at first, and a great, great relief all round when the invasion was successful and many weeks of hard fighting went on before the victory eventually happened.
So when victory happened, how did it feel like?
Amazingly so relieved.
So the atmosphere was happy, but did you have anybody that, any relatives that had gone to participate or contribute in D-Day?
Yes, well, I had four brothers, and two of them were in Victoria at the time when the war started, and they joined up in the army, and they were both in Victorian battalions in the army. Sadly, both of them became prisoners of war of the Japanese, and we heard nothing of one of them from the time he was taken prisoner. The second one, we had a postcard which was many months old, which was arranged through the Vatican and Red Cross, which was just very, I'm alive type of thing. My next brother, Kevin, he was in the Air Force, and he had joined up when he was old enough, and he was with Number 3 Squadron in the RAAF, which saw duty in Africa. He was just in time for the big retreat to Alexandria, virtually, and then back again across, and then he was in Sicily and Italy. And then my youngest brother, he was older than I, but he was the youngest of the boys, he was in the Air Force in the Pacific area. So my mother had four sons on her active duty.
By the sound of it, you're the only girl.
No, I had two sisters later, yeah, but I'm the eldest girl.
So the D-Day invasion back then, what did it mean to the Australian, norm, let's say?
I think it was just a huge relief that eventually it had happened. We had been talking about it the press had been talking about it for such a long, long time. When was it going to happen? We knew that enormous preparations were made or being made, and England was absolutely chock-a-block with all sorts of equipment. And then when was it going to happen? Would it be successful when it did happen? And sadly, of course, as we know, it was successful, but there was a great deal of loss of life in the process.
Yes, there were quite a few people lost in that battle, unfortunately. But it took, I believe, it took about from June to August, and then that's when France was liberated back then.
Mm, yes. Yes, of course, obviously we didn't have television in those days, but we used to see newsreel, and just one of the pictures I remember of the people in Paris welcoming the Allies as they came in, Charles de Gaulle and so forth. I just do remember that from the old newsreels.
Yes, because back then, as you said, no television, so you relied on radio?
Oh, yes, radio. Mainly.
Radio and newspapers, probably.
Yes.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I had relations in England, and as I say, our war, although there were restrictions, was nothing compared to the hardships that the that the people in Britain underwent. My mother used to send parcels to her, like my father was English, to the relations in England, and they were just so appreciative and, you know, just the most ordinary everyday things. And of course, goodness knows whether all the parcels that she sent actually got there, because shipping was targeted, obviously. But the people of England and Europe all through just suffered so much, and, you know, compared to that, our population didn't suffer.
Well, thank you so much, Mary, for your time, giving your time to us, SBS Radio, and I appreciate it again.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much.
سپاسش با گالیدان او بشیج برنامه کردی یا اس بی اس رادیو برنامه این ما روژین اینی شش تا هفته واره و روژین یکشم دو تا سه دونیو رو به دماسیدنی زندیدهن وشندن ده کاری لشونات لی بر ریا انترنت زندی گوه بدی برنامه این ما ده دمین وشندن برنامه انده و مالپره وکه و لجور مالپره رادیو دو ببجیره sbs.com.au/radio
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.